Sunday night Dvar Halacha. There's Halacha in Yeridaya that says that if a Jew sends to another Jew food and the medium of sending is a goy or a Jew that's not makbid on kashrus, nothing to do, tinek shenishba doesn't help you here, but someone that's not a nemon on kashrus, so you need a seal, maybe two seals, you need a chosam or two chosamos to make sure that it wasn't tampered with. We're chosesh, maybe it's far-fetched, maybe it's not so far-fetched. We're chosesh, we're chosesh that there was a flip here, and that the person that's not makbid on kashrus switched for something that's not kosher, that the person didn't send. That's a din. Sometimes you need one chosam, sometimes you need two chosamos. So you need a tamper-proof seal, maybe two. One day I realized that all these stores make mishlochim, and they don't always make mishloachs with people who are makbid on kashrus. And they have a heksher, the store has a heksher. So we'll see in a moment maybe a possible loophole, but when I called up, this is a very instructive story. When I called up two different heksher givers, meaning organizations that give heksherim, they said that we don't give a heksher on the mishloach, we just give a heksher on the store, which I think is a terrible answer, because it's certainly machshel a lot of people if it's osur. People don't real. I mean, who would think in a million years? I don't think anybody in this room would think that if a store has a heksher and they have mishloach, that the heksher doesn't go on the mishloach. I don't think that would occur to anybody. And I told them that. In fact, I now heard that in Lakewood, they indeed instituted for all the local heksher of the Lakewood rabbinate instituted a very stringent chosam policy on mishlochim. Now there is a loophole. The loophole is that it says in Shulchan Aruch that there has to be some benefit for the person to be choshed that there was a flip, that he switched. There has to be some benefit involved. So you could say that in your average pizza, he has nothing to benefit. If he wants to, he can go buy his own pizza, which is probably cheaper. He can go buy a non-kosher pizza, and he can eat that pizza. Why should he take this pizza and then switch it? I'm not so sure that that's... So you say, okay, so that's true by pizza, maybe true about fries. Once you get ready to Chinese food, and something that's maybe not so motzui, and you can't just get it, so maybe it's not at all poshut to me that that heter exists. Maybe in an everyday, common, cheap item it exists. I don't know if it exists once you get to meat and you order a steak, and they send a mishloach, so, you know, he wants a good steak. So it's far-fetched, but in halacha, it's a chashash that you have to be choshish for. Chazal said you have to be choshish for it. So I'm not quite sure, even if in pizza... It's true, you know, I can think of scenarios, so can you, where the person stands to benefit from making a switch. I don't know, maybe he had an accident, maybe he dropped the pizza, and now he's not, you know. So, I'm not so sure. But anyway, you should be aware of this halacha, and maybe you should at least, if there's enough people that ask the kashrus companies why they... I mean, the kashrus companies didn't answer me because it's... Because who cares about pizza? There's no cheshash. They said, we don't give a heksher on the mishloach. Our heksher is just on the store. Maybe if enough people complain, that could be niskan.